the main points. The Circle of Friends of Cameroon Sirac donates bench tables to government high schools in Faro Division of the North Region this Saturday during an event to be presided over by the Vice President of Sirac in the North Region, Mrs. Bello Buba Aminatu. Kenya's Police Chief Japhet Koome has resigned following weeks of violent protests against proposed tax hikes in which more than 40 people died. The 14th edition of the Africa Zone 4 Karate Championship kicks off this Saturday in Yaounde with close to 200 karatekas taking part. We begin with this press release from the presidency. In her capacity as representative of Mrs. Chantal Biya, spouse of the head of state, founding president of the Circle of Friends of Cameroon Sirac, Mrs. Bello Buba Aminatu, vice president and Sirac delegate for the North Region, will preside over the ceremony for the solemn handing over by Sirac of bench tables to government high schools of Faro Division, North Region, this Saturday, July 13, 2024, at 12 noon. Signed, the Director of Civil Cabinet, Samuel Vondo Ayulu. We now give you the program of the ceremony. 8:30 a.m., arrival of populations and animation groups. 10:30 a.m., arrival of guests. 11:30 a.m., arrival of administrative authorities. 11:40 a.m., arrival of members of Sirac. 11:50 a.m., arrival of the personal representative of Mrs. Chantal Biya, First Lady of Cameroon, founding president of Sirac. Welcome, handing of a bouquet of flowers, installation in the VIP stand. 12 noon, start of the ceremony, singing of the national anthem, interreligious prayer, welcome address by the mayor of Police Council, word of gratitude of the beneficiaries, speech by the Divisional Delegate of Secondary Education for Faro, keynote address by the personal representative of Mrs. Chantal Biya, First Lady of Cameroon, founding president of Sirac, reading of the list of beneficiaries, symbolic handing over of the donation, group photograph, 1 p.m., end of the ceremony. Some staff of the Presidency of the Republic, civilians and military, who distinguished themselves over the years through meritorious services and loyalty to the state, have received honorific medals in compensation. The medal award took place at the Presidency and was presided over by the Minister of State, Secretary General at the Presidency, Ferdinand Gongo, in the presence of the Grand Chancellor of National Orders, Philemon Yang, and some state dignitaries. Unity Palace correspondent Amin King Edward completes that story.
There were sporadic sounds of joy and acclamation inside the Presidency of the Republic this Friday, July 12, as the happy recipients filed past to receive the medals of honor awarded by the President of the Republic, Paul Biya, Grand Master of National Orders. This, in compensation of several years of accumulated sacrifice, hard work, and perhaps most importantly, their love for country. Siplisa Tanga is a seasoned diplomat of the State Protocol Service of the Presidency of the Republic who won the heart of the President, Paul Biya.
I'm very grateful to the President of the Republic for giving this honor and granting me this medal. My medal is Grand Officier de l'Ordre de la Valeur. As you know, this is not the first time the President of the Republic gives me such an honor, because since 24 years, I've been given the opportunity to serve in his civil cabinet. So it's for me a reward of all this long-term service in the administration.
In all, there were 209 happy recipients of medals of different categories and of different services of the Presidency of the Republic, civilians and the military, 143 medals of the National Orders and 66 Labour medals issued within the framework of last May 20 celebrations. General Afuba of the State Protocol Service was also thankful to the President of the Republic.
I received the Medal of Knight of the Order of Valor. I'm proud of work accomplished and the fact that it's being recognized. I think it's just a feeling of satisfaction.
I went to the President of the Republic.
Thank you.
The Minister of State Secretary General of the Presidency of the Republic, Ferdinand Ngongo, presided over the highly significant Medal Award ceremony in the presence of the Grand Chancellor of National Orders, Philemon Yang, the Minister Director of the Civil Cabinet at the Presidency, Samuel Vondoayelo, the Deputy Secretary General of the Presidency, Elung Po Che, amongst others, who took turns to decorate the distinguished men and women on whom the nation counts for its prosperity.
The new Israeli ambassador to Cameroon, Amnon Kamar, says he will work towards maintaining solid bilateral ties between Cameroon and his country. He made the statement Friday in Yaoundé after his first official meeting with the Prime Minister, head of government, Joseph Diongouti. Both men made an appraisal of bilateral ties between their respective countries during the audience. Our correspondent, Christian Chiatam, has more on that story.
Cameroon and Israel have been bilateral partners since 1960, a diplomatic tie which was interrupted at one point before being re-established in 1986. The arrival of the new Israeli ambassador to Cameroon, who was received by the Prime Minister head of government, Joseph Diongouti, in an audience today, is an indication that the two countries want to remain on the path of mutual assistance. Amon Kalma, new Israeli ambassador to Cameroon.
It was a very nice meeting. I feel that Cameroon gave us the good support to Israel, to our government. The relation between Israel and Cameroon is very good. Israel got the support, the warm support from Cameroon, and I'm sure that we are going to continue in the same way.
Bilateral relations between Cameroon and Israel rotate around the domains of agriculture, rural development, security, and healthcare. The Israeli Agency for International Development and Cooperation, Mashav, has initiated many projects to share Israeli know-how in agriculture with Cameroon. The Israeli embassy in the country has also carried out several operations to assist victims of Boko Haram attacks, while one of the most advanced academic departments for high-tech studies in West Africa has been opened by an Israeli investor in Polytech Yaoundé. These added to campaigns to tackle cataracts undertaken by the Israeli embassy in Cameroon. On the part of Cameroon, the country remains a trusted ally of Israel on the international scene. Christian Chiatam, CRTV, The Star Building.
Elections at the Chamber of Commerce, Industry, Mines and Crafts have been programmed for July 23, 2024 across the country. The Secretary of the Electoral Commission, Halidu Bello, chaired a press briefing in Douala yesterday, as you tell us, Roslyn Fossa.
It's been 5 to 6 months now that the Electoral Commission, in charge of elections at the Chamber of Commerce, Industry, Mines and Crafts, has been working across the country in preparation for the July 23 elections. Prior to the official launch of the electoral process on July 9, the commission took months to publish list of persons who are eligible to vote. Complaints and verifications were also done in relation to the list. Addressing the cream of journalists at the press briefing, the Secretary of the Electoral Commission, Halidu Bello, said they have to provide electoral tools, which he says are already set and waiting for July 23. The elections at the Chamber of Commerce present 9 lists representing the different subsections that make up the 4 sections of the Chamber. 160 members will be electing their representatives, which excludes staff of the Chamber. After the elections, the Secretary of the Commission says they will have 15 days to compile votes from all 10 regions and present a report to the President of the Republic. He adds that a head of state will have 30 days to appoint a president from the elected members. But before then, July 23 remains a decisive date for all. Roslyn Fossa, CRTV News, Douala.
CRTV News. Kenya's police chief Japhet Koome has resigned following weeks of violent protests against proposed tax hikes in which more than 40 people died. Human rights groups have accused police of shooting dozens of protesters, some of them fatally, and adopting and arbitrarily arresting hundreds more. The resignation comes a day after President William Ruto sacked most of his cabinet following pressure from the protest movement, which is largely coordinated online by young Kenyans. In sports, close to 200 karatekas begin competing in the 14th edition of the Africa Zone 4 Karate Championship in Yaounde this Saturday. The karatekas will challenge themselves in two disciplines of the sports at the Mfandena Gymnasium in the event that doubles as a qualifier for the Africa Karate Championship. Harrison Ashu Tiku reports.
The Mfandena Gymnasium is gradually taking shape to host over 200 karatekas from 8 countries in the Africa Zone 4 Karate Championship this weekend. The fighters will on the tatami challenge each other in Kumite and Kata Karate in their various categories. The delegations from Burundi, the Democratic Republic of Congo, Gabon, the Republic of Congo, Chad, Equatorial Guinea, and the host country Cameroon are having last-minute preparation ahead of the start of the event. Team Cameroon is made up of 33 karatekas who are ready to defend the flag of the nation. The best karatekas in the competition will qualify for the Africa Karate Championship that will take place in Tunisia in the month of September.
CRTV News.